from The Mind of Critic, May 7th, 2019. If the key to beating back our insecurities is loving ourselves, then is the key to enraging them hating ourselves? Does this perceived darkness color not only our decisions but our corresponding actions? Do these decisions and actions then affect all people we come into contact with by ushering their darkness to defend against ours, making them hate themselves before they spread it to others? Is the key to upending this ever-expanding paradigm buried within our ability to love ourselves specifically so we can love others? Or is it simply thinking we're not the center of the universe? Is it a combination of both? There are times when we all feel less than, when it doesn't seem like anything will bring us up. That is, until somebody random comes along, or a random event happens, or even a random thought pops up, brought on by allowing our soul to breathe in the beauty of the world. We'll then see how spreading this good feeling to others will not only bring them up, but will bring us up on a continuous and sustainable basis. Once we realize darkness and light spread at the same rate, only because many others are grappling just like us, we'll see the key to creating light within ourselves is changing our perception so we see all the light, which we can do anytime we open up enough to let it in. We're not perfect, but neither is anybody else. Darkness is only helpful because it shows how much light can undo it. Loving ourselves involves letting light in and illuminating it back out. We are our own worst enemy until we realize being our own biggest cheerleader is way more fulfilling.